Who's up, Mr. Nykirk?
Yes, sir.
Coastal Design and Construction 07-1204.
Doing a lot of baby sawing today.
Again, Kathy, I can just leave the lights on. I believe if we can get it back up here. Let's see. There we go. Coastal Design and Construction is requesting authorization to install two concrete floating pier wave attenuating structures, one measuring 13 feet wide by 66 feet long, and another measuring 10 feet wide by 33 feet long. Adjacent to their existing pier, existing private non-commercial pier, situated along the York River in the Almondsville-Cappahoosick area of Gloucester County. It's the vicinity map, USGS quadrangle. Project is located along the York River, kind of between Almondsville and Cappahoosick. Closer view of the quadrangle map. Coastal Design and Construction is a private marine construction company owned by Mr. James Gunn. Among other activities, the company builds and installs breakwaters and concrete floating pier wave attenuator systems. The project is located on a residential property owned by the company and is adjacent to Mr. Gunn's commercial property that borders Fox Creek and the York River. This is a 2002 Vigen aerial. Large body of water is York River. Fox Creek is the small creek going underneath here. Closer view of that same aerial. The house depicted here and pier have been rebuilt since this picture. This is Mr. Gunn's commercial property adjacent. The proposal calls for the installation of two concrete floating pier wave attenuators located near the channelward end of a recently rebuilt private pier extending approximately 150 feet channelward to mean high water. A little bit closer view. In yellow is depicted the 13 foot by 66 foot structure, and in this orangey color is a 33 foot by 10 foot. Again, they're a floating concrete dock and wave attenuator. They are connected to the existing pier by a proposed 30 foot by 6 foot gangway. This is the cross-sectional drawing showing the anchoring system at mean high water and during a storm with elevated water levels. Got closer views of both of these. This would be the mean high water condition. This would be the 13-foot wide concrete structure, floating concrete structure, with a 1.5-inch chain. Majority of it would be running along the bottom during mean high water and on reaching a 7-ton concrete anchor on both sides. This is a depiction of the anchoring system during storm conditions. This particular condition is depicting 10 feet above mean low water. And you can see that it's stretched a little tighter there. This is a recent ground shot of the project location. This is the rebuilt pier. Structures be located out in this area. This is a recently constructed riprap breakwater in the foreground. This is another shot looking generally upriver. VIMS does not anticipate any significant environmental impacts associated with the proposal. No other state agencies have commented on the project. The proposed structures will encroach on oyster planting ground leased by the applicant. No other public or privately leased oyster ground is involved. Staff does not believe the project will adversely affect navigation. This is a picture of a similar floating structure located on the applicant's commercial property in Fox Creek. This is apparently a 13 by 66 foot, which would be the larger of the two. This is an image from the Gloucester County website showing the approximately property lines on the Vigen aerial. It does not appear that the proposed project will have a significant adverse impact on either the environment or navigation. Floating pier wave attenuators have been deployed at various commercial facilities within the Chesapeake Bay and serve a dual purpose of providing stable pier access while serving to dissipate wave energy within the protected mooring facility. Staff is of the opinion, however, that this proposal to deploy such structures at a private non-commercial pier represents an excessive encroachment over state-owned submerged lands. The proposed structures will encroach on 1,188 square feet of state-owned submerged lands, nearly three times the size of the 400 square foot maximum of a pier head associated with the statutorily authorized private non-commercial pier. Although the area is exposed to significant wave energy during storms, staff believes a boat lift would provide adequate protection for the applicant's boat with only minimal encroachment over state-owned submerged lands. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff is compelled to recommend denial of the application as proposed. Mr. Gunn is present. I'm also available to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Nykirk? Mr. Tankard?
You probably said it once before, but how high will this structure be above the water?
It floats on the water. The concrete decking itself is what, maybe 18 inches?
So the profile?
Low profile, very low profile.
18 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Further questions? Thank you, Chip. Mm-hmm. Is the applicant here or represented? Good day, sir. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You state your name, please, and who you represent.
James Gunn, Coastal Design and Construction.
Yes, sir. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Yes, sir.
In the design of a floating wave attenuator, you have to design it for the wave condition that you're trying to attenuate.
Right.
Also, it has to survive in the 100-year storms, 200-year storms, so that it doesn't break free. And that's driving basically the size that we've applied for. We're not trying to attenuate waves over about a 35 mile an hour condition just because the structure would have to be too big. We're trying to limit it to 35 miles an hour. It's a 2.5 second wave, and we can attenuate 75% of that. We have a reflected wave that is always there with a southwester. So you've got a boat moored and it's got a head sea that it could deal with, but there's a reflected wave off the Fox Creek jetty that basically is a side 2C. So it we can't just tie the boat at the dock very well. We need to attenuate the waves or lift it with a boat lift. I'm not inclined to put a boat lift out there aesthetically. I would rather have the wave attenuator.
Any questions, the commission? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is this, in fact, a private residential site, or is this a quasi-commercial type?
No, it's not commercial. The company just owns it.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions? So I understand your decision not to put a boat lift there is aesthetic in nature, right?
And I really wouldn't keep the boat there long-term in the boathouse. I would pull it out of the water. I just want to be able to go out there and know that my boat is at the dock in a thunderstorm and safe.
All right.
We moved the dock upstream, in fact, 30 feet, just to keep it out of the view of the house.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Is anyone else here in support of the application? Anyone in opposition? The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard?
I move that we accept staff's recommendation to deny.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you. I can see the argument for wave attenuator, but it seems to me that staff in their assessment has pointed out that it may not be justified, and that in fact a boat lift under these circumstances and at this site would offer a better alternative in terms of meeting the need, and it would do so with a much smaller encroachment over state-owned bottom. So I think it's just, I think there's a basically insufficient justification at this point for the project.
Further discussion? I tend to concur. We've got certain statutory numbers that are given to us by the General Assembly. If they want it to be 1,100 or 1,200 feet, taking into consideration there are certain situations that cause that number to be adjusted. But I think we need, from a consistency perspective, to stick with what the law provides, unless there's adequate justification. And I understand the aesthetic issue, but I don't know that rises to the level of the need to deviate from the 400 square foot. All in favor of the motion to accept staff recommendations, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. We now break for lunch. We will return approximately, how does 120 sound? That's about 30, 120 to 130, thereabouts, someone in that area.
Okay.